Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, here we are already to our fourth segment, our 301st show here on Circles of Change. It's a real pleasure to dedicate this one really to thinking about our total health and wellness. I welcome on the line now Dr. Marie Pozinski from the Harvard Medical School. Good morning, Marie.
Hello, Zara.
Well, great. Good to have you with us, and also get the chance to feature your contribution to the Chicken Soup of the Soul series. Marie's book is called Boost Your Brain Power. You can improve and energize your brain at any age. I like that one. Let me give a brief introduction. Marie graduated from the Harvard Medical School and is currently a staff neurologist at Massachusetts General Hospital and a faculty member at the Harvard Medical School in Boston. Since 1991, she's been the consulting neurologist for MassGen, where she cares for patients with a range of neurological disorders. And her special interests include dementia prevention and the effects of exercise, diet, and socialization on the brain. Marie has appeared in numerous media outlets, including television, radio, and print, and she writes a regular column in the health section of the Huffington Post. She's a frequent guest speaker at conferences and symposia, where she's been increasingly public awareness about the importance of adopting a brain-healthy lifestyle. And of course, she likes to practice what she teaches and preaches, because at age 40, she started taking piano lessons for the first time, and more recently has been competing in triathlons. Marie lives in Massachusetts with her husband and has raised two sons. So again, her new book, Boost Your Brain Power, You Can Improve and Energize Your Brain at Any Age. Well, I have to ask, that first piano lesson, though, did you feel like you were there with your white socks and patent leather shoes and a little skirt, maybe a little girl at that time?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I always wanted to play the piano and never had the opportunity. And so it was wonderful, you know, at age 40 to finally be able to do that. And it really was such a wonderful addition to my life to try something completely new. And, you know, I really felt I was using a new part of my brain. And I know that it's a great thing to do for your brain, to really challenge your brain with new learning.
Well, for any of our listeners who doubt what it takes to step away and make those tough decisions, though, I mean, you're being, you know, involved in the medical community, and yet knowing you needed or wanted to make time to go do that, that's still an investment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, what's so exciting to me as a neurologist is this growing evidence that, you know, the lifestyle choices we make and the way we use our brain and the way we care for our brain really has everything to do with how well our brain will serve us over time.
And so when you say care for our brain, let's go through the different categories you mean by that. I mean, obviously one would be intellectual stimulation, right?
Mm-hmm. And then the other factors are, you know, it's understanding that there are many factors and health issues that influence the way our brain functions. And, you know, many people don't realize that, but your physical health is intimately related to your brain health. And so it's so important to, you know, really stay on top of your physical health. We now know that there are a good seven risk factors for Alzheimer's disease, and there really is no cure for Alzheimer's. And so it's, you know, makes so much sense to do everything we can to decrease our personal risks by, you know, realizing what these risk factors are and you know, avoiding them and treating them aggressively.
In some of those risk factors, you want to hit a couple of those, Marie, to frame it for our audience?
Well, we know that midlife obesity increases the risk of Alzheimer's disease, a number of medical conditions, diabetes, hypertension. And you know, the thing is, we have such great treatment for these conditions now. So if someone does suffer from those conditions, it's so important to see your doctor and stay on top of them. We know that depression is a risk factor, smoking, and physical inactivity. And in fact, physical inactivity is the number one modifiable risk factor in the United States.
And what's interesting, of course, is that you can kind of do several of things that go after these in multiple ways. For example, I know that a lot of the brain health can be really enhanced by our rate of socialization. So mm-hmm. if you would choose to learn to do triathlons after age 40, like you've done, to do that with someone else, not by yourself, there's a double whammy there, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. You know, making new friends and sharing experiences with others, it's really wonderful for your brain. There are lots of studies showing that, you know, people with rich social networks are mentally sharper, they have lower rates of dementia, they're happier, you know, and it just seems to be very good for your brain. And there's so many ways we can incorporate that, you know, into our life. That's what one of the things I love about the book is the recommendations are fun. They're, you know, I encourage enjoyable activities, you know, making friends and staying mentally active. And, you know, in particular, you can stay mentally active with friends. And, you know, what a great way to have fun and boost your brain power at the same time.
Now, Marie, the book itself is a compilation of stories from people that opted to contribute and, of course, seasoned with the medical wisdom of someone like you and your background. Any of these stories really strike a stronger chord to you than others? Were the ones that maybe, you know, took your breath away as you delved into the process of editing the book?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many wonderful stories. Many are inspirational. And one of the things I love about the stories is they send an important message. One of the stories that comes to mind is about a woman who was having significant memory problems, and she was convinced she had Alzheimer's disease. And fortunately, she went to see her doctor, and as it turned out, she had vitamin B12 deficiency, which can look all the world like Alzheimer's disease. And so I think it's, you know, so important for people to know that there are many medical conditions and numerous factors that affect our ability to remember. And so if someone's having, you know, memory problems that they feel are beyond the ordinary, they should see their doctor because they may well have something very treatable and completely reversible.
And I can imagine the sense of relief when he said, yes, you can go to your local Walgreens drugstore and buy B12, you know, in a jar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's important to know, though, is that sometimes people they lose the ability to absorb B12. Yeah. So they may even be taking B12 supplements but still be B12 deficient. And so someone like that would need a B12 injection. And, you know, that's something that can only be diagnosed by a physician. So, again, you know, for me, the take-home message is to, you know, for people to see their physician. It's so important to keep your brain healthy and to keep yourself functioning at your best.
Yeah, that's really true. Marie, one of the doctors, of course, we spoke with here prior to your segment coming on was Dr. Jeff Brown, also from the Harvard Medical School, and his whole piece was on stress. I have to imagine that brain health and stress are absolutely interconnected.
Oh, yes. In fact, we know that cortisol, the stress hormone, is actually toxic to brain cells. And in fact, the brain cells that are in the memory center of the brain, called the hippocampus. And so relieving stress is a very important thing that we need to do to, you know, keep our brain functioning at its best. And even stress is one of these, you know, reversible causes of memory loss.
And so the patients that you've worked with over, you know, through the years, obviously you're working with patients that probably really are on the fringes, the real tougher cases. But it sounds like a lot of the advice or the wisdom or the practices there apply equally to others in our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
The activities that, you know, you found that people brought forward in the stories for brain health. I mean, you yourself are pursuing piano. So is music something that you recall really kind of jumped off with in these different stories?
That's one of many things you can do. What I recommend is that people find something they love. You know, because when we're excited about learning something and we're passionate about it, that actually primes our brain for learning. You know, it releases dopamine, mm-hmm. which enhances our memory, and it also makes us feel good, makes us happier. So, you know, when you're deciding on what you should do you know, to stimulate your brain. It doesn't have to be something like, you know, rocket science or something really, you know, that's hard. In fact, it shouldn't be drudgery. You know, I really encourage people to think about what it is that they've always wanted to do. And anything, anytime you're learning something new, you're challenging your brain. And I think the more fun you have doing it, the better. And there, you know, there's so many choices we make in our everyday life about how we spend our time. And I think often we kind of get into a rut of doing things the same way and, you know, get into a habit of Friday nights, like maybe going to dinner and a movie. And, you know, there's so many other possibilities. And when you make small changes, those can kind of snowball into to bigger things and open you up to new experiences. And every time you do something differently, and you think in a new way, you actually are stimulating your brain. And, you know, your brain is constantly changing, and it has the ability to make new brain cells and new connections throughout our lives. And one of the things that stimulates that is exposure to new experiences.
Marie, isn't that, though, relatively recent understandings that the brain can continue to grow? Because wasn't it the popular thought that at a certain point you actually were starting to lose brain cells just with the natural deterioration of the body?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to think the brain was static and that we were born with all the brain cells we would ever have. But we now understand that it really is incredibly dynamic. And so the way you use your brain and challenge it really does make a difference. You know, and so often as we get older, we kind of get used to using our brain in the same way. And think about how different that is from when we were young.
Oh, yeah.
I've two sons. My youngest is just went back to college. You know, and I look at his life, and he's constantly going new places, meeting new people, learning new concepts. You know, just his brain is inundated with all these wonderful, stimulating experiences. And there really isn't any reason we can't continue that as we get older. And I think when people do that, they realize, you know, the joy and fun of using your brain in a new way and challenging it. And, you know, at the same time, you literally are changing your brain for the better.
Exactly. So in truth, you know, this is advice from you as both a doctor and a parent and an author and a teacher and so on, this idea of instilling in our youth that passion for lifelong learning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so important.
But even though, as you said, it can be in the simplest of ways, just looking at your magazine shelf and asking yourself if it isn't time to trade up and go pick up something different, some different type of material.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, even small things like shopping at new venues, they're going out to a new place, driving a new way to work.
Driving a different way to work, a classic,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, you might notice an advertisement for, say, a pottery course or something that's starting up that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. And again, things have a way of snowballing. You know, once you start to do something new, you'll meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we were talking about, friendships, making new friends is a wonderful way to stimulate your brain. And so the more of that you can bring into your life, the better.
Do you see, you know, your work, of course, transcends age groups, Marie, as well as nationalities and genders and so on. But do you see any one given age group grapple with this subject better than another, or a generation of, you know, you mentioned your youngest, your child coming up in this world of information, you know, us, the digital immigrants versus the digital natives, that they're insatiated. They've always got to be looking for new information. Do you see any mm-hmm. distinction there, or is it pretty equal playing field for all to jump on board?
I think it's more individual. You know, there's some people that just seem to be more curious and more willing to try new things. And I think because they've realized the rewards of it. But I really encourage my patients to, you know, to do that. I care for excuse me, a lot of patients with dementia, and often they're brought in by their children, typically who are baby boomers. And they're worried that this is going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. And I always make it a point to take them aside and let them know that, you know, it's never too late to start making changes for your brain for the better. You know, by stimulating your brain with new experiences. One of my favorite stories with this is one woman who I cared for her mother for years. Her mother had Alzheimer's disease, and you know, I did my usual talk, my pep talk, saying, you know, you really need to do something for yourself, mm-hmm, and you know, challenge your mind. And what she decided to do was to take up drumming at the age of 58.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. And what was so wonderful is I noticed the difference in just her whole expression, you know, when she came in the next time, there was like this new sparkle in her eye. Mm-hmm. And I asked her how she was doing, and she was telling me about her drumming lessons, and her face just lit up. And, you know, it was this wonderful new experience for her that she was excited about. And she said she felt, you know, kind of energized by it and sharper. And you know, I'm just kind of nodding my head, not surprised, because, you know, we know that that does stimulate the brain.
For those of you who just tuned in, we're speaking with Dr. Marie Pazinski at the Harvard Medical School, and her latest book is part of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. It's called Boost Your Brain Power. You can improve and energize your brain at any age. Well, Marie, you make a very good point, though, is that as you care for those who are suffering from these neurological disorders, you're at the same time, though, in a very interesting position of helping the caregivers. And indeed, the stress that's on people that have others in their tow, whether it be the elderly, youth, or friends, it takes a heavy toll. So these lessons equally apply there.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a, you know, a devastating illness. Because it affects the essence of the person. Mm-hmm. You know, our brain truly is our essence. And that's why I don't think there's anything more important than doing everything we can to keep our brain healthy and vibrant and to decrease our risk factors for dementia.
The one of the closing chapters in the book has the header of "Don't Accept Labels." And I think that's really an important one for us to think through as society has a chance, or we fall prey to the cultural norms. And, you know, these stories really do talk about ageless occupations, for example, mm-hmm, and persevering, is that the rules are being rewritten every day.
Oh, I think so, and for me, it's so inspiring that the stories in that chapter. You know, and I think not only do we allow society to put labels, you know, on us, but we put labels on ourselves. And one of the stories I share is you know, about myself. When I entered high school, my guidance counselor actually told my parents I wasn't high school or I wasn't college material.
Oh dear, yeah.
Because I cannot spell to save my life. And looking back, I think I probably had dyslexia, which wasn't diagnosed back then. And you know, I was so fortunate to have a mother who wouldn't hear of it, and she insisted that I be put in the regular college prep track. And she changed my life because of that, you know, believing in me and telling me that you can do this, whereas if I had listened to that guidance counselor, I never would have had the opportunity to go to college or to medical school. And so I was very fortunate to learn that at a young age. Mm-hmm. And it's a message I really want to share with others. And, you know, brain development is such an interesting thing, I think, you know, because often when there is a deficit in one area, there's a compensation in another area.
Yes. And so, for example, you see individuals that may struggle with one discipline but just flourish in another. I mean, the classic, you know, right brain, left brain. But then here you are, mm-hmm, a medical doctor, every bit on her way to becoming a pianist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that. But,
but it's fun.
But
that's what you're saying. It's
fun. It, yeah.
It's nurturing. And it's something that's new. Well, Marie,
but for me, writing a book was a personal achievement.
I was just going to ask you that here you've got your first book out. And what kind of reactions have you been getting? And what kind of surprises might have been already unfolding for you?
Well, it is interesting. My brothers joke around about it, and my husband, who proofreads all my work.
That's great. Well, you always got to keep the guys in tow. That's what I would say, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. Well, Marie Pazinski, thank you so very much for joining us here this afternoon. Again, her book is Boost Your Brain Power. You can improve and energize your brain at any age. You can also learn more about Marie's work at Dr. Marie Pazinski, PASINSKI.com. We'll look forward to watching the progress and the additional messaging that continues through for this, Marie. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sarah.
You bet. Take care. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.